Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Today's a special day for all IHOP customers.
Oh.
The 15th annual National Pancake Day celebration.
I love Pancake Day.
You get a free buttermilk short stack from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. They're giving away prizes, gift cards, balloons. Well, I don't know about the balloons. And pancakes for life. Donations of any amount encouraged to benefit the Children's Miracle Network.
Wait, pancakes for life for everybody or just for a winner?
For winners. There's going to be somebody's registered, and that's how it
no, okay. They don't get like everybody's going to get free pancakes for life. Wow.
That would not be a very good idea.
Not a good business plan.
No, it's not. So it's National Pancake Day today at the IHOP stores.
My kid has taken advantage of that years in a row. Will, my youngest.
Well, you know why it's National Pancake Day today, Scott?
Oh, I don't know, but I have a funny feeling I'm about to find out whether I want
sure
it or not.
I want vast it. Numbers of your audience do. It's Fat Tuesday.
Ah.
How?
This is in line with the religious calendar of the season.
So what does pancakes have to do with that?
You're fat.
Oh. What it's about.
No, you're supposed to enjoy rich foods on Fat Tuesday.
Okay. So you're saying only fat people go to IHOP?
You said it, Scott. I didn't say that.
No,
maybe
you brought it up. You want to know?
I know.
And you know why?
If you get the harvest nut,
it's Pancake Day.
Well, because tomorrow's Ash Wednesday, starts Lent. You're supposed to
give something up.
Last time you went to confession, Scott.
Give up pancakes?
I've been to confession recently.
Yeah, he's pretty good about that.
I was playing golf with a priest.
I don't know if
and I confessed.
Close enough.
Do you lie in confession? I don't know.
Father Tom was right there for me. Louie is very excited because the year culminates Friday night for him. You know, you always look forward to things.
Sure.
Celine Dion is on the radar.
So your year is over after this and it's all still February?
It's downhill from there.
Oh.
But okay.
I asked him, I said, are you going to be tailgating for this? He says, oh, no. You go sober when you see Celine Dion.
So do you go like really early and just sit there and wait for the show to start?
Yes.
You just like...
Yeah, I'll be one of the first 50 people in the building.
Do you?
Sure.
Wow.
And I know over the years, as you've been a professional show producer, that you take pictures with a lot of these stars that come in here. I see it on your Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a picture of you and Celine Dion?
I do not.
Oh, Scott.
Never met her.
You can make that happen.
No.
Never met her?
Never met her.
Oh,
not once.
Goodness. You know, I just saw a picture this morning. I don't know who it is. One of my Facebook friends was backstage, and they took a picture in that red dress she wears.
Wow!
I like the way he said that red dress she wears. Like she wears it all the time.
It's a sheath, I believe. It's got slit up the leg.
Well,
she looks great.
You know that one.
Yeah, oh,
don't you find
he knows every red dress?
Don't you find
worn.
Her a little skinny lately? That's been the big talk in the tabloids.
She
says it's because she has been studying ballet, and she said you just are. It takes tremendous weight off.
It does.
She's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, how did you know that?
She does ballet too.
I'm studying ballet. Right.
I know what I'm trying to get to. If this lady who is a civilian,
some chick,
got to stand next to her and take a picture.
You as a producer.
You.
Well, she probably paid a lot of money.
She's probably doing meet and greets.
Yeah.
For people who pay for
those
them.
Those meet and greets are not cheap.
Oh, I got you. All right.
Happening for me.
I don't see that many, you know, you see a lot of these stars that love to take pictures and they have meet and greets after every show and they can't wait to get home and post it on their...
And collect the money from the meet and greet.
Social media. Radio.com. Jimmy Kimmel is talking about, you know, since our official Bachelor reporter didn't watch The Bachelor.
No, she watched The Bachelor.
No, I watched The Bachelor.
Since
didn't
our
watch
official
the voice.
Voice reporter didn't watch The Voice last
right.
night. That's your favorite show.
I know, I love that show.
But you don't watch it.
Well, I
love it so much, I don't watch it.
I can't watch two things at once.
Well, she knew that Peter was going to make a sex confession to Madison, who's the virgin.
Exactly.
So that was what she was excited about.
Jimmy Kimmel is joking about The Bachelor's mother begging him to bring home one of the girls to him.
Peter's mother provided what, I don't know where this came from, but this might be the most dramatic teaser moment in Bachelor history.
Don't let her go.
My God!
What
are they
going to
do? Eat her? We need her life force, Peter. Bring mommy an offering.
It was so good last night.
That is not good. That's bizarre.
That's bizarre.
I have never said to my son, bring her home.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I got two sons. They
will bring her home.
I promise I'll never say that.
My God!
And Will goes, which one, Mom?
I'm embarrassed for all mothers of sons.
There's Patty. There's Patty talking to Will.
Bring her home. Bring her home.
Bring on the virgin.
My God! What are they going to do, eat her?
Exactly.
Holy cow.
And he's a big Bachelor fan, so he says that. We know we're on the right track.
So clearly Sue made the right choice.
Exactly.
Last night, right?
Yes.
What, to watch The Bachelor?
Yes.
I think you should go back to The Voice.
No.
She like, but that actually was pretty, it was
pretty bizarre.
Emotional.
Yes.
And amazing to watch.
Now, when you watch that, you don't get emotional about it.
No,
you
but like, it's emotional for them.
Sorry
and you're
for
like,
her.
Wow. What's going on there?
I know people that cannot explain why they watch that show, but they can't not watch it.
Yeah, it's an
Are they people that live in your house?
I sleep with one occasionally.
Yes, I think so.
Occasionally. Pretty cool. Well, look what happened.
You don't have to think. It's just
she shoveled
fun.
The voice right out of the house.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I'm going with that whole theory that he is with one of the producers.
I don't know.
Well, they know the name of the producer.
And even the people, I don't.
Yeah, they put it in the. Oh, you don't remember
it? I would have said it.
The guy, one of the main guys on the show, said, "Not going to tell you if he winds up with a producer." So they're obviously even teasing that angle.
Yeah,
but that's a.
But
big...
I think it's Madison. I really do think it's Madison. I think he's in love with her. I don't know.
But even after the confession last night?
Yes.
You're that invested in this?
Oh, yeah.
I am.
Look at her. What are you talking about?
Who cares about Corona? We got The Bachelor.
Easier to deal with.
I wonder if she's going to, the mom's going to beg him to bring the producer home.
No. No.
Bring her home. Bring her home.
I don't care which one. Bring her home.
My God. What are they going to do, eat her?
Wow.
Oh, my God. What a show.
It's a show.
I did watch. I confess, I watched a little bit of The Voice last. Not The Bachelor,
oh, not the Voice. Okay, The Voice.
Calm down.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.